Well, the two of the species that we're interested in, the red squirrel and the pine marten, are native species that we're very interested in protecting and conserving going into the future. And the other species, the grey squirrel, is an introduced animal that, since it came in about 1911, has had a really big impact on the red squirrel. So what we're trying to do is get sightings of the three animals from members of the public so that we can map their distributions and compare them to previous surveys we've done and see how the three species are doing.
And now, I remember whenever I was back in school, there was a big emphasis on the red squirrel, especially that there was fears that it would have been totally wiped out. But it's looking a bit more positive now going forward.
That's right. So the red squirrel really didn't have a good time of it when the grey squirrel came in. The grey squirrel eats the same food and is a bigger animal, and so they outcompeted them. And they also brought a disease that kills the red squirrel. But in more recent years, we saw a sort of reversal of fortunes. The grey squirrel started disappearing, and the red squirrel then was able to recover quite quickly once the greys had gone. And we've linked that to this other animal, the pine marten. So pine martens are a carnivorous species that can climb trees, and they can catch squirrels. And they actually eat the grey squirrels, but the red squirrels are wary enough to stay well away from them, and so they don't get affected as badly. So we've seen the red squirrel make a bit of a comeback, and again, that's why we want to check now. It's been 7 years since our last survey. We want to see how well they're doing now. A bit of time has passed.
And it is Red Squirrel Appreciation Day, so that is why I suppose we're having a particular focus on pushing the survey. If people want to take part in it, how do they go about it?
Well, we have linked up with the National Biodiversity Data Centre, which is a fantastic organisation. It's based down in Waterford, and they have a website, which is biodiversityireland.ie, and people can go there. It's a very easy website to use. It's very a great system for mapping locations and so on. So people can go and fill out a form and tell us exactly what which animals they saw and where they saw them.
And as well, it's easy to sort of access photographs of the three different species as well to ensure that they're properly identified, or will there be a sort of guide on
That's
the
right.
surface of that too?
Well, this is the great thing. I mean, we're able to get so much information from people now because people, like, we've got so many eyes on the ground with people everywhere. But everyone has a camera on their phone, and so generally people can get good photos of the animals. Now, you don't have to have got a photo to take part in the survey, but if you do have a photo, you can upload it on the website there as well. So there's a wee map that allows you to put a pinpoint where you saw the animal, and you can give a bit of information about it as well.
Dr. Lawton, what is the picture in Donegal at the moment in relation to the species?
Well, Donegal's of particular interest to us because although greys have disappeared from a large part of the island of Ireland, they're still doing quite well up in the northwest. Now, the last survey in 2019 had a particularly good or strong population sort of between Letterkenny and Derry, and there were also reds in that area as well. So it was a bit of a battleground area, so we'd really love to know what's happening there now. There's not as many pine martens up in Donegal, so they might not be having the same effect on the greys as they have elsewhere.